Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. I recently completed two podcasts on the life of Jerome, a very important early Christian thinker, biblical exegete, translator of the Bible. Those podcasts that I did were Word Magazine 173, where I did the life of Jerome part one, from his birth to his move to Bethlehem around the year 386. And then I did the second part of that two-part series in Word Magazine 174, which was the life of Jerome part two, from his move to Bethlehem to his death around the year 420. I thought it might be interesting to do a follow-up to those two podcasts and to offer a reading of Jerome's own autobiographical description of his life, which was completed about the year 392. He still had, 28 more years of his life to go, but this is an account that he wrote himself, comes from his own pen. This entry came from Jerome's book titled Lives of Illustrious Men, which, again, he published around the year 392. This little work, Lives of Illustrious Men, includes about 135 brief biographical sketches of important men, both Orthodox and heterodox, in the first four centuries of early Christianity, and it exhibits a special interest in describing the writings of these men. The entries begin with an account of the Apostle Peter. He's described in the very first chapter, and then it goes on to describe several of the apostles. The first nine chapters are given over to descriptions of the apostles. Chapter two is on James, the brother of our Lord. Chapter three on Matthew, surnamed Levi. Chapter 4, Jude, the brother of James. Chapter 5, Paul, formerly called Saul. Chapter 6, Barnabas, surnamed Joseph. Chapter 7 and 8 are on Luke the Evangelist and Mark the Evangelist, respectively. And then the ninth chapter is on John the Apostle and Evangelist. Then it goes on to talk about other notable people among the church fathers and others. So, Polycarp, the martyr Polycarp, is the subject of chapter 17. Papias of chapter 18. Tatian, who is described as a heretic and yet someone who was noteworthy as a writer, he takes up chapter 29. Then there's Irenaeus of Lyon in chapter 35. Tertullian, chapter 53. Origen, whose writings became very controversial later in Jerome's life as he struggled against his former friend Rufinus about the writings of Origen. But again, he gives an entry to Origen in chapter 54 of the Lives of Illustrious Men. Cyprian is chapter 67, Athanasius, chapter 87, Didymus the Blind, a rather controversial figure, a student of Origen, is the subject of chapter 109, and Ambrose of Milan, he is the subject of chapter 124. Again, the last entry is a brief chapter about Jerome himself. Jerome notes in the preface to this little work his reliance on various sources for these entries. Most notably, he says he was very reliant upon Eusebius's Ecclesiastical History. Jerome's work was later expanded upon by a man named Gennadius of Massilia, who died around the year 496. You have Jerome dying in 420, so about 70 years later. And he expanded upon Jerome's earlier work, added another 99 chapters describing important men, especially of his own day. And Gennadius also, like Jerome, ends his list of these biographies with his own. His own biography is the 99th and last of those that he added to the illustrious lives that Jerome had covered. So I guess you put those two together, and we have something like 234 biographical sketches of men that would be of the first five centuries of early Christianity. But Jerome, again, is writing primarily about men in the first 400 years. Now, for his own entry, we'll go ahead and turn and look at this chapter 35. And I'm reading from a reprint version of The Lives of Illustrious Men that I ordered online. It was published in 2016 by Eterna Press. It looks like it was taken from a much older translation by Ernest Cushing Richardson. And here again is chapter 135 on the life of Jerome. He writes, "I, Jerome, son of Eusebius, of the city of Strido, which is on the border of Dalmatia and Pannonia, and was overthrown by the Goths up to the present year, that is, the 14th of the Emperor Theodosius, have written the following, Life of Paul the Monk, one book of letters to different persons, an exhortation to Heliodorus, controversy of Luciferianus and Orthodoxus, Chronicle of Universal History, 28 homilies of Origen on Jeremiah and Ezekiel, which I translated from Greek into Latin, on the Seraphim, on Hosanna, on the Prudent and the Prodigal Sons, on three questions of the ancient law, homilies on the Song of Songs, too, against Helvidius, on the perpetual virginity of Mary, to Eustochius, on maintaining virginity, one book of epistles to Marcella, a consolatory letter to Paula on the death of a daughter, three books of commentaries on the epistle of Paul to the Galatians, likewise three books of commentaries on the epistle to the Ephesians, on the epistle to Titus, one book, on the epistle to Philemon, one, commentaries on Ecclesiastes, one book of Hebrew questions on Genesis, one book on places in Judea, one book of Hebrew names, Didymus on the Holy Spirit, which I translated into Latin, one book, 39 homilies on Luke on Psalms 10 to 16, seven books, on the captive monk, the life of the blessed Hilarion. I translated the New Testament from the Greek and the Old Testament from the Hebrew, and how many letters I have written to Paula and Eustochius I do not know, for I write daily. I wrote, moreover, two books of explanations on Micah, one book on Nahum, two books on Habakkuk, one on Zephaniah, one on Haggai, and many others, on the prophets, which are not yet finished, which I am still at work on." And here ends this brief entry that Jerome wrote about himself. Just to look back on this briefly, it's interesting that Jerome really says very little about his life other than the fact that he was born in Strido in Dalmatia and that that land was now conquered by the Goths. He, again, primarily describes some of his writings, his literary output, including his letters, his polemical tracts, his threnodies, his consolatory letters, his commentaries on Scripture, and his translation of various works, including the letters of Origen and the work by Didymus the Blind on the Holy Spirit. Mention is also made of his frequent correspondence with Paula and her daughter Eustochium. Special emphasis given in this entry to his translation of the Bible, which Jerome claims to have completed by this time, writing again apparently in the year 392. His biographer, contemporary biographer J.N.D. Kelly, cast doubt on the claim that Jerome makes here that he had completed his Latin translation of the Bible by this time. He suggests that it's more likely that Jerome was really only responsible for the Gospels in the New Testament, and that he did not complete the Old Testament until a number of years later, he suggests that the Old Testament wasn't fully translated by Jerome until the year 405 or the year 406. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed listening to Jerome on Jerome, and that you'll find this edifying. You may want to get your own copy of Lives of Illustrious Men. It's a brief work, but it's a really invaluable source on various important persons in the opening centuries of early Christianity, including Jerome. Again, I hope you have profited from this. Take care and God bless.